somebody who has been very outspoken. And as I said earlier, I hadn't heard of Peter Creel until very, very recently. And all of a sudden, he is all over social media, and people are finding him very annoying. Now, it's not to say that I won't. He's on the line, so I'm quite happy with him hearing this. Maybe I will find him annoying, but he's been so annoying to people that they're even accusing him of being Jewish. Can you imagine how annoying you have to be when you've grown up Christian, you are very open about the fact that you're an atheist, and then they accuse you of being Jewish because that's how annoying they found you. Peter, did that one, that must have at least had some impact on you, surely?
Yes, good morning. Thank you very much for having me. Yes, it's quite the slap in the face, you know.
Yes,
I've been
suffering anti-Semitism when you're not even Jewish.
Absolutely, you know, proclaiming that you don't believe in any kind of supernatural being, fighting for the rights of all religious people, and believing in a secular system, and then being called Jewish, you know, anti-Semite things, it's really irrelevant, and it doesn't get down to the point.
No, of course it doesn't, and let alone the fact that you're probably the least looking Jewish person I've ever come across in my life. You couldn't look less Jewish if you tried, but that is.
And my surname probably tells that I'm Afrikaans, you know.
So Peter, why is it that, why do people find you so, maybe you are annoying. Are you annoying?
Yes, I think I am most probably annoying. I was a type that people didn't invite to braais during high school because I'd only talk about politics and religion and things like that. So I was probably the annoying kid, and I still am to a certain extent.
Right. Okay. So you've made it your brand, right?
You know, I've made it my brand.
Right. Okay. So it's that aside, there's a very, very thoughtful and introspective approach that you have, and some of it I agree with, a lot of it I don't agree with. And that's cool, because that's what discussion and that's what dialogue is all about. Why do you think that we as a society, and I don't know if it's more South African, maybe it isn't, and I'm certainly, I can't really comment on that, but why are we so afraid to hear an alternate view?
Yes, absolutely. You know, because we're afraid to experience that which we've not experienced before. We're afraid of the unknown because we automatically enter a flight or fight mode because our brains are so used to the known. I think what you bring up, debate and resonating about it and fighting about it and talking about it, we should do it, and we should do it more often because we are the only species that has the ability to do so, to articulate our thoughts and experiences. So when we get together and talk about it and fight about it, we're actually building something much deeper than we realize. So that's what my career has been about. What I want to build it on. I don't want to be anyone's savior. I don't want to be anyone's president. I just want to ignite debate and dialogue so that people can realize the human power that they have from within.
So you, if I'm not mistaken, you're 21 years old, am I right? Is that?
Yes.
So the fact that you are young, does that make people more disdainful, more or less accepting of your thoughts and your voice, more dismissive? Is that something that you come across?
Yes, absolutely. I did come across it. And to be honest, especially in your more conservative communities and rings, I do have a lot of people that send me messengers daily that are 60 or 70 years old that really appreciate what I'm doing and that they say they'd love to be a part of it. They're just too old and they don't have the power to do so. I do feel like the older generations that do go against me, or that don't like what I'm doing, are older generations, and they really don't fit into newer generational spheres. I do come across it because people believe fully that with age comes wisdom, right? So they feel like if you're 21, you really can't know anything.
So that's an interesting point, because of course that's nonsense, and you can know a lot, but at the same time, life is not a one-day game, and your views might change, and I'm hoping they will change, and in the sense that they'll evolve as you experience different things, and as you, as all of us should, whether you're 60, 70, or 21, we should be evolving all the time. How much danger is it for you that at a fairly young age you are standing for something quite strongly? Does that preclude you from changing, looking at things a different way, altering your view as you experience more?
Yes, absolutely. I have to say that ever since that this account has started blowing up and it's received the amounts of attention that it has started receiving, even though I do receive a lot of letters of endearment and appreciation, it's very difficult to see through and see one good letter if you have 5 or 20 bad letters that want you dead, or they don't want you to be doing what you're doing, or things like that. So in the process of doing what I've been doing, I've lost friends, I've lost family, I've lost quite a lot of people close to me. But that just shows how important and how necessary the work is within my own community, because it's unity is much more dangerous, and I think people are starting to realize that.
So how do you deal with that? To some extent, it's easier, and I know it from my own experience, to deal with the death threats and the hate mail from people that are a little bit further away. But when you disappoint and when you lose people close to you, it's obviously a lot more painful and harder to deal with. How do you manage that?
Yes, so I do try to, you know, write as much as I can and put it onto pen and paper, which really does, you know, there's a kind of psychological or therapeutic.
For sure.
And, I do have a very supporting girlfriend who supports me through everything that I do, even though she does say I'm probably one of the most smart people she knows, but the most stupid she knows, because she wouldn't know why.
I would imagine, yeah.
And especially at the age I've chosen to do this. She calls me her stupid. Mm. And I do think I relate to that, because my parents are scared for my safety. To me it just means I'm aiming in the right direction.
Absolutely, Peter, I think that is amazing. People are asking me what you stand for. We meant to go to news headlines. Give in 1 minute, just tell our listeners what you stand for. Who are you?
Well, I stand for unity, progress, and justice. I believe in real equity and equality. And I do believe that until the CEO child and the domestic worker's child gets the same education and gets the same kind of social treatment, my work is not done. And I believe in a fair and equitable society, and I will continue doing this, and I'm upsetting the masses until we live in a more inclusive society. So that's all I have to add.